One a Day Mini Christmas Devotionals. Get in the Christmas spirit a little more each day by sharing these brief messages with family, friends, or those you minister to. December 1st. Let us make Christmas real. It isn't just tinsel and ribbon unless we have made it so in our lives. Christmas is the spirit of giving without a thought of getting. It is happiness because we see joy in people. It is forgetting self and finding time for others. It is discarding the meaningless and stressing the true values. It is peace because we have found peace in the Savior's teachings. It is the time we realize most deeply that the more love is expended, the more there is of it for others. President Thomas S. Monson. December 2nd. The sweetest gift given at Christmas will always be the one our Savior Himself gave us. His perfect peace. Even in a world where peace seems far off, the Savior's gift of peace can live in our hearts regardless of our circumstances. If we accept the Savior's invitation to follow Him, lasting fear is forever banished. Elder L. Whitney Clayton of the Presidency of the 70. December 3rd. Christmas is a time of generosity. Inspired by that spirit, we sometimes spend hours looking for the perfect gift to give our friends and families. We are prompted to spend a little more time with those we love. We become more aware of those in need, and often we extend ourselves more generously to aid them. All of this is our imperfect but heartfelt echo of the generosity of our Savior, whose birth we seek to honor. Elder Dieter F. Uchtdorf of the Quorum of the 12 Apostles. December 4th. I invite you to find one person before Christmas to bring to church by being kind and by helping and inviting that person to learn more about Jesus Christ. That may be the best gift you can give to the Savior this Christmas. President M. Russell Ballard, Acting President of the Quorum of the 12 Apostles. December 5th. If you desire to find the true spirit of Christmas and partake of the sweetness of it, let me make this suggestion to you. During the hurry of the festive occasion of this Christmas season, find time to turn your heart to God. Perhaps in the quiet hours and in a quiet place and on your knees, alone or with loved ones, give thanks for the good things that have come to you and ask that His Spirit might dwell in you as you earnestly strive to serve Him and keep His commandments. President Howard W. Hunter. December 6th. At this Christmas season, let us give the gift of love, the gift of service to those around us, and the true gift of forgiveness. For as we repent, the Holy One of Israel forgives us. I testify that He lives. He is the King of Kings, the Prince of Peace, our Savior, our Redeemer, and our Friend. Christina B. Franco, Second Counselor in the Primary General Presidency. December 7th. The account of the first Christmas in the Book of Mormon helps us to learn and more fully understand that Jesus Christ is the light which shineth in darkness. Doctrine and Covenants, Section 10, Verse 58. In every season of our lives, in all of the circumstances we may encounter, and in each challenge we may face, Jesus Christ is the light that dispels fear, provides assurance and direction, and engenders enduring peace and love. Elder David A. Bednar of the Quorum of the 12 Apostles. December 8th. When times are difficult, we can make the choice to turn away from the Savior and struggle through our afflictions alone, or we can make the choice to turn to Him and the Father's plan, finding that we will suffer no manner of afflictions, save it were swallowed up in the joy of Christ. Alma chapter 31, verse 38. Linda K. Burton, former Relief Society General President. December 9th. Children invite the magic of Christmas into our hearts. We miss something if we don't see Christmas through a child's eyes. For children see the lights, they hear the music, and they smell the fragrance of Christmas trees and candy canes with real anticipation. Through Christ-like and childlike faith, we seek the Savior and we feel His influence. Rosemary M. Wixom, former Primary General Presidency. December 10th. Of all the things of heaven and earth of which we bear testimony, none is so important as our witness that Jesus, the Christmas child, condescended to come to earth from the realms of his eternal Father, here to work among men as healer and teacher, our great exemplar. At this time of Christmas, this season when gifts are given, let us not forget that God gave his Son, and his Son gave his life, that each of us might have the gift of eternal life. President Gordon B. Hinckley. December 11th. As we prepare for the Savior's second coming, and as we stand in holy places, we persist in observing Christmas not just as a season of greetings or happy holidays, but as a celebration of the birth of the Son of God, and a time to remember his teachings and the eternal significance of his atonement. I pray that we will be faithful in doing so. President Dallin H. Oaks, First Counselor in the First Presidency. December 12th. Each member of Jesus' earthly family, Mary, Joseph, and Jesus, stand as supernal examples of God's Christmas gift to all mankind. This family was unified in seeking God's glory, unified in serving one another, unified in fulfilling God's will, and unified in sacrifice, obedience, and love. This holy family provides us a pattern of attributes that, when emulated by our own families, will enable us to enjoy the same blessings of unity and love they enjoyed. Elder Richard J. Maines of the 70. December 13th. At the birth of the Savior, a multitude of the heavenly host praised God and proclaimed, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men." Luke chapter 2, verse 14, emphasis added. The Savior is the source of true peace. Even with the trials of life, because of the Savior's atonement and his grace, righteous living will be rewarded with personal peace. Elder Quentin L. Cook of the Quorum of the 12 Apostles. December 14th. How happy I am for this Christmas season to sing songs that have a special message from the Savior of the world for those with aching hearts. If you think about the words you sing this season, you will find a divine message tailored especially for you that will lift and comfort you. Sharon Eubank, First Counselor in the Relief Society General Presidency. December 15th. Without Christ, there would be no Christmas. Without Christ, there can be no fullness of joy. Without his birth and his atonement, we would have no intercessor, no advocate with the Father, and no mediator who makes it possible for us to return to the presence of our loving Heavenly Father and live together as eternal families. I celebrate with you the beautiful and miraculous reality of the birth and mission of the Son of God. Elder Gary E. Stevenson of the Quorum of the 12 Apostles. December 16th. How will we worship him this season? Endlessly shopping? Hustling about and adorning our homes? Will that be our tribute to our Savior? Or will we bring peace to troubled hearts, goodwill to those in need of higher purpose, glory to God in our willingness to do his bidding? Elder Ronald A. Rasband of the Quorum of the 12 Apostles. December 17th. On this Christmas, I send my love to every missionary, every man or woman in the military, every student and every employee and traveler who won't be home for Christmas, as the carol says. Keep your faith. Look for the good in your situation. Do something kind for someone. Seek Christ devoid of wrapping and tinsel. You will find that despite external circumstances, Christmas, like the kingdom of God, is within you. Luke chapter 17, verse 21. Elder Jeffrey R. Holland of the Quorum of the 12 Apostles. December 18th. Considering all that the Savior has done and still does for us, what can we do for him? The greatest gift we could give to the Lord at Christmas, or at any other time, is to keep ourselves unspotted from the world, worthy to attend his holy temple. And his gift to us will be the peace of knowing that we are prepared to meet him whenever that time comes. President Russell M. Nelson. December 19th. Our hope is to capture the true spirit of Christmas for ourselves and for those we love. That spirit is characterized by peace. The peace of Christmas is the peace of God, which passeth all understanding. Philippians chapter 4, verse 7. It is the peace that the Apostle Paul promised would keep our hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Philippians chapter 4, verse 7. And Paul was right. That peace we seek is only through and because of Jesus Christ. President Henry B. Eyring, second counselor in the First Presidency. December 20th. As a child, I thought Christmas came just one day a year. As an adult, I now realize it is Christmas every day. Because of the benevolence of our loving Heavenly Father and beloved Savior, Jesus Christ, we are the recipients of a continuous flow of heavenly gifts every day. Heavenly gifts too numerous to mention. Elder Kevin R. Duncan of the 70. December 21st. The story of the Savior's birth represents only a part of why we feel the Spirit during the Christmas season. Christmas is not only a celebration of how Jesus came into the world, but also of knowing who He is, our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, and of why He came. Elder Craig C. Christensen of the 70. December 22nd. I think it's appropriate this time of year to just think about that baby in the manger. Don't be too overwhelmed or occupied with what is to come. Just think about that little baby. Take a quiet, peaceful moment to ponder the beginning of His life, the culmination of heavenly prophecy, but the earthly beginning for Him. Elder D. Todd Christofferson of the Quorum of the 12 Apostles. December 23rd. It seems appropriate that giving and receiving gifts is a central part of Christmas. After all, we are celebrating the matchless gift of God's Son, the Savior Jesus Christ. Of course, our gifts to each other will never compare to this gift, but I believe that the joy of giving and receiving gifts can turn our hearts toward the gifts of God. Moroni chapter 10, verse 8. Douglas D. Holmes, first counselor in the Young Men General Presidency. December 24th. As we celebrate the birth of Jesus Christ this season, let us also celebrate all that His birth symbolizes, especially the love. When we see shepherds, may we remember to be humble. When we see wise men, may we remember to be generous. When we see the star, may we remember the light of Christ, which gives life and light to all things. When we see a tiny baby, may we remember to love unconditionally, with tenderness and compassion. Bonnie L. Oscarson, former Young Women General President. End of the article. One-a-day mini Christmas devotionals, read by Shauna Thompson.